May I ask you a question? It's a question we really need to be looking at and hearing every day of our life. Where are you standing? I grew up on a farm, raised on one. My barn's still there up in front of our house and all in E-Town. But you're not going to see any animals out there now. Yeah. Just the wild ones. My wife loves groundhogs. She must, because we have a whole 10 acres loaded with groundhogs. But I remember growing up and always hearing this: Larry Pete, watch where you step. Larry Pete, watch where you step. Well, if it always too late, you was on a farm. It's just like life. I mean, you can step in bigger messes just walking through life than you'll ever find on any farm. I guarantee you that. But God has a specific question for you and me. Where are you standing for me? See, I know where Jesus is standing for me. But where am I and where are you standing for Jesus and God's call? Let's read together exactly where Jesus is standing for us. Let's stand. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's blessing, may his blessing be upon the reading of his holy word. You may be seated. Thank you. God is on your side. God is on the side of his people. God is on the side of his creation. So what has happened to the creation? Never a time in my life, and I can look back now on a lot of it, you can too, and see way back there, you were in different situations, whatever was going on, but you can look back now and you can tell God was active right there. God did that. I didn't do that. God handled it. Now I understand. At that time, I didn't. But God really hits the church with this question: where are you standing? Right now, we're in a generation that hates God. There's more people out there that hate God than love God. Are you hearing me? There's more people out there that despise you because you are a Christian. There's more people that despise and hate you than love you. You know, that's getting a little spooky. Well, actually, it's getting a little Christian. It's getting Christ-like. For when you stand for what is good, evil is going to be there. There was a time in history, the scripture teaches us, to where Satan talked directly to God, God talks to Satan, and we hear this conversation. When God is bragging on his servant Job, "Oh, Satan, have you noticed my servant Job? He is a righteous man and upright. He despises evil, and he loves me." And then you hear what Satan says: "Yea, Lord, but he does it because you have built a wall around him and his family, and you protect him and have blessed all that he has. You have blessed his hand. You built the hedge, the wall around your servant Job." Well, when Jesus came, Jesus built the wall around his church, the wall of promise, his wall. His Holy Spirit, His power. And He said, now wherever you go, I'm going with you. I'm always going to be there. Where are you standing? God cried out to Israel, told the prophet Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, tell my people to stand in the gap. For there is a gap in the wall around my people. And God says this, listen, Ezekiel 22, verse 30. I looked for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land. For what reason? So I would not have to destroy it. But I found none. Around your family, there's a wall of protection. You place it there. When you're around them, you're in control of that. You're the sentry on duty on that wall. And then the door opens. And they leave the confines of safety of your loving arms. Where do they go? Do you not stand in the gap of that door waiting for their return? Waiting that if needed, you'll go find them to bring them back into the safety of your loving arms. I'm a Christian. I have flaws, faults, failures. Oh, mercy. I quit counting because I know something. When the gap is in the wall, if I, in my calling, stand in the gap and I tell the world, there is no other name under heaven by which one can be saved other than that of Jesus Christ. That's standing in the gap. That's standing in the gap for your family. God said, I looked for someone so I could save Israel. But there was not one righteous. Well, my word. He had already promised he wouldn't even destroy Sodom and Gomorrah if there were 10 righteous there. He would not destroy the cities. And he found only one righteous. That was Lot. And you know what he said to him? And he said to his angels, get him out of there. For I will not destroy the city. Now listen to me. When my servant Lot is there, he must be protected. Loving arms. That's my boy. I know he had a case of the stupids. And I know he didn't have any business being there. But he belongs to me. God has always stood in the gap of life for you and me. He sent Jesus to stand in that gap. He sent Jesus to watch after you, to watch after me. And all he asks is there a man, a righteous man, that will stand in the gap of the wall of the world and proclaim the truth? The only protection I can give you is to tell you the truth. But it's the greatest protection you will ever have in your life. Proclaim my word. You know what I'll tell you about Jesus' word? He got some everlasting loving arms. Nobody gonna mess with you when Jesus got you in his arms. Nobody gonna mess with your Savior. And nobody gonna mess with you. Because when Jesus came, he built a wall of Holy Spirit protection completely around you. And if there is a breach in that protection, you breached it. You walked away from it. Stand in the gap. Our country You better believe we need a wall. But our country is looking at the world and their breaches all around the strength of our nation. For the strength of this nation is in Jesus Christ and the Christians who stand strong for His name. That's what makes America great. It is Christ and His love. And He says, but the wall has been breached. Will you stand in the gap? Well, Lord, they might kill me. How can you kill an eternal being? They might destroy this body. They don't have too hard a job doing that. But they have no control over the real me, this spirit. For that spirit is God-powered. That spirit is the spirit that God says, I want you to go and stand in the gap. It is the Word of God that goes out. It will not return void. It will always return fully developed with souls that are brought in. That's Holy Spirit wall. We got the Holy Spirit wall. Strongest wall that could ever exist. The Spirit of Almighty God. Where are you standing today? Are you standing in the way? Are you standing in the way? Now, I want you to listen to Psalm 1:1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. We ain't going to hang around wicked people and their counsel. What good does that do you? Your life even. Or stand in the way of sinners. Are we standing in the way of sinners? Only Christians can do that. You hear me? Listen to me, Christian. Only a Christian can stand in the way of sinners. Because see, I know where the world stands. And I know the world doesn't stand for Christ. So therefore, if the world comes at me giving me all of this, these words of wisdom of the world, I know it's fake. But our trouble is Christians who stand in the way of sinners. Why, I act just as good as you do, and I don't even go to church. You was out partying with me Saturday night. You went to church Sunday. So which one of us? Think of that. It's the Christian that stands in the way of sinners. Christian, I don't see any happiness in your life. You're so frightened about everything. You're frightened about death. What's different? I'm frightened about death, they say. You're frightened about death. I thought you were different. Where are you standing? Death is coming to the human body. It's inevitable. But death can't touch you. I preach it every Sunday just about. Praise the Lord. Has no authority over you. Even Satan recognized it. I can't do it. Dude, think of that. Satan couldn't do anything to Job till he got permission from God to do it. I like that wall. But now grace has come. Jesus has come. And there is a wall of salvation that surrounds you, Christian, that no hell can ever touch. Nothing can ever penetrate. I know where Jesus stands. Where do we stand for Jesus? We're blessed above all nations in America. There's no nation blessed more than our nation. And yet we're watching as our walls come crumbling down. The walls of churches. Oh, they need to be busted out to reach out and bring the lost in. But the world is coming into God's house and taking over. The Word of God is moved out slowly. and the truth of God is hid, who's standing there. That's standing in the way of sinners. Standing in the way of individuals that want a better way. Will we show them that better way? Can I not love the unlovable? My goodness, I am not that lovable. But a handful of you all love me. And God loves me. And I got a wall that protects me. I know that. It's a powerful wall. But God said, I expect something out of you, Larry. And whatever you do, do not sit in the seat of mockers. If you're ever around someone who starts mocking and making fun of God, get away quickly. You don't have any business working around, being around individuals who mock Christianity. Get away from them. It's still a big world. As of right now, it's free in the United States of America. Our freedom, think of it. And thank Jesus that he sends the armies and builds them himself. Where are you standing? Here's one I think that every Christian had better pay attention to. Standing at a distance. Oh, man, that's a good place to stand. Must be because so many are standing there. God said, I need a man to stand in the gap. I need a man that refuses to sit in the seat of the scornful or stand in the way of the sinners. I need a man that's not standing at a distance. In the book of Obadiah, only one chapter. In these 21 verses, you're talking about the full power of God. You've heard me preach on it before. God gives a warning. Obadiah, I want you to go tell them. The mighty men of Edom. You let them know something. You let them know that I see the wickedness. And though they hide in the clefts of their big houses on the hill and brag about who can bring me down, Obadiah, let them know something. I'll bring them down. I will make them as though they never existed, and it no longer does. But warn them. But there was something very important about this warning that God had witnessed. During Israel's battle, during God's people standing for what God had called them to do, they were being slaughtered. And as they were getting ready to escape the men of Edom, they stood at the gap where they could escape. They didn't draw a sword. They just stood there. And God's people, out of fear, turned and ran back and were slaughtered. So God's judgment on Edom came down. Obadiah, verse 11. On that day you stood there and didn't do anything. Strangers took your brother's army into exile. Godless foreigners invaded and pillaged Jerusalem. You stood there and watched. You were as bad as they were. It's called standing at a distance. Oh, Lord, I was over here. I did nothing. I did not have sword. I didn't fight them. And God said, I find you just as guilty because you stood at a distance. You refused to get involved. We see that today. People are afraid to get involved. Well, what will they say about me? Well, you know, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Anybody ever think about God? Can you imagine how many feelings that God has? We only focus on the six senses of man. God has a feeling for every human being that's ever existed. He has a feeling for everything He's ever created. And He feels. Do you know when something comes against you, God feels it? That's why He says, I count your tears. I know how many tears you've shed. I know what they're for. Because you're my child. You're my servant. You're my boy. You're my daughter. You're my family. And Jesus says, I am here. I will never leave you nor forsake you. My wall of protection is me. My spirit has surrounded you. So what's my problem? Trusting His wall. Not standing at a distance. The Lord has told me to come up here. If God tells me to stand up here and He tells you to do something, I know that His wall is right here. I must trust His wall. I must trust. There'll be no gaps in His wall. The only problem is me trusting. Is the Christian trusting? If I've called you to do it, did you not read, Larry? Then I will give you what you need to do. If I have told you to preach my word, I'll give you the sermon. If I have told you to stand in the middle of 2,000 criminals in the middle of a field and shake your finger at them, stand there and shake your finger at them. I did. All the rest of me was shaking at the same time. But the key was, you do it. It doesn't mean you're not trembling or shaking. It means it's called holy boldness. Though your body doesn't feel like it can move, you go anyway. You go anyway. And you do what God has called you to do. Standing for Him. Where are you standing? Do you keep the distance? Do you keep the distance from your commitment? I know a lot of people keep their distance from commitment to their own families. They don't take care of them. I know a lot of ornery men that won't take care of their own children. I know a lot of ornery women, mothers, that won't take care of their own children. But I know a whole lot of great people who do anyway. You see, I'm not responsible for what somebody out there doesn't do. I am responsible for what I do or do not do. Because God loves me anyway. He loves me anyway. Here's the place we need to stand. You ready? Boy, you want to stand somewhere? Preacher, tell me a good spot to stand. Well, I'm going to tell you the spot for eternity to stand. You're not going to like it. Because when you stand in this spot, people are going to despise you. They will hate you. They will say all manner of evil against you. They will make up lies to tell about you. They will do all that they can do to destroy you. And the Lord tells me to stand there. Whatever happened to the First Baptist Church of Hawaii? Lord, it would have been so simple to stick me on an island and let me preach there. I'd have done just fine. But He sends me as a prison chaplain for 42 years to train me to pastor a church. There's something to that. Think of it. God says, when you stand here, listen to it. What the blessings to look for, Brother Randy. Standing firm with Jesus. Luke 21, verses 17 through 19. All men will hate you because of me. Woo! Sound like a good place to stand, don't it? For everybody to hate me. All right, I'm already feeling good. You all psyched up on this one? Well, listen to this part. But not a hair of your head will perish. Now, I truly have a lot more hair than it looks because I shave it off. But not a hair of your head will perish by evil making it that way. By standing firm, you know what you'll gain? Life. When you stand firm, is it not painful? Mom, Dad, every time you said no to your child, you wanted to say yes. You didn't want to hear them cry. You didn't want to watch them hurt. You didn't want to have to put another door on the hinges. You didn't want to have to do that. But you stood firm because you knew it was a right stance to take. You did it out of love. Do you not think that our Savior hurts when He sees us hurting? Well, Jesus cried. He cried over His children. The broken ones, the feeble ones, the unbelieving ones, the individuals that refused to stand for Him, Jesus stood for them. He stands in the power of His Father. Me and my Father are one, He says. As a matter of fact, I have not even spoken one word that my Father didn't give me to speak. He was God incarnate. And He says, the time has come. Jesus said that. It is finished. Christian, catch it. The power of evil is finished. You're witnessing it throughout the world, but it has no authority, no power. What little power it has is what you give it. Because you're protected. Church, your Savior built a wall around you. And all He asks us to do is trust the wall. His Spirit, His arms, His love. Does not love supersede hate? Is not love more powerful than anything else that exists? Love. Hate will pull you down. It'll break you from within and without. But it's according to where you're standing. Jesus said you stand in the gap. I suggest you stand there. But they're going to say all manner of evil against me. Then you put a smile on your face. Because Jesus says, when you are with me, they will accuse you because they accused me. I see it often. I'm threatened about who you're standing with or what you're standing for, what position. Think of it. Jesus says, I call my man. I do the calling. I do the protecting. Touch not the one that I have anointed. Christians, you realize you've been anointed? And God's word has gone out throughout all the spiritual land. Don't mess with my people. Satan's smart enough to know it. Don't mess with my children. Satan comes in like a little weasel. Give me permission to touch his body, to penetrate the wall. Do you know that that was the last time that permission was granted? God ain't giving anybody permission to go across the Holy Spirit wall. Can't happen. It's been washed in the blood, Brother Randy. It's solid. The rock of salvation. The loving arms of Christ. A protection that though it seemed like all hell is coming down on you, all heaven is already there. You're safe and secure in the arms of Christ. Ought to be a song. In protection. So, when the Lord asks you, where are you standing? What's your answer? Are you standing in the gap He told you to stand in? Listen, you parents, There can be a whole lot of gaps that come in the wall of protection around your family. And daddies and mamas, when you see the gap, you make sure that it's restored. You go stand in it. You stand there. You protect your family. You let that family know that you love. For where there is love, hate has no authority. Evil cannot get a grip. There's love. And Jesus says, I love you. I give my all. I built a wall for you. Jesus surrounded me with his spiritual wall. So why would I be afraid? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thine are with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That comfort is there due to a Savior that says it's finished. Evil, you're finished. My people, whosoever calls on my name will be saved. You got that? Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I'm behind the wall. It's red. It's beautiful. That wall is the blood of the Savior, the Son of God. And it don't get better than that.